We hear a lot about the Great Barrier Reef, that it's not doing too well out there, you know, that it's changing colour, it's getting bleached. It often seems to be bad news about the Great Barrier Reef, but here's a bit of good news about it. You can now preserve a piece of the Great Barrier Reef in your own fish tank, right here in Melbourne. Unless I've badly misunderstood the premise of this, I mean, I think we should go to the experts here. So I'm joined by the Managing Director at the Great Barrier Reef Legacy, Dr. Dean Meller. Hi there, Dean.
Good morning, how are you?
Yes, great. Well, excited to hear about this way, a new way of preserving the reef. Can you tell us, can we really use our own fish tanks to preserve a piece of the reef?
Absolutely. What's really interesting is that the home aquarium collectors have been really pioneering how to keep corals alive for many decades now. And in many ways, they've been teaching scientists in the last couple of years how to do this in a much more, I guess, successful way than scientists have been able to do themselves. And that's because really home aquarists, have been playing with and really honing down the way to keep corals. And you can do that in, Norway to Texas, anywhere you like. So you can keep a tropical coral alive in a tank anywhere. And that's because corals, unlike a lot of other marine animals or animals around the world, can live indefinitely for thousands of years. And they do this in colonies on the Great Barrier Reef. So what we've done is come up with a project called the Living Coral Biobank Project. And what we're going to do here in Port Douglas is really collect all hard coral species from around the world and keep them in a special holding facility in Port Douglas, a cyclone-proof facility, a biobank, really, to really preserve the biodiversity of corals worldwide. And then we're looking at creating backup systems. So we're going to use public aquariums, so maybe like Melbourne Aquarium, we'll store, say, 10% of the world's coral species. And then as a further backup, we're calling on the home aquarium collectors of around the world to register and look after a piece of coral or several species in their homes for decades to come, so we can have this ultimate backup system.
Dean, do you need any special gear, or can you just chuck it in a goldfish bowl?
No, you definitely need some special gear. Because these are marine aquarium tanks, they'll need to be a saltwater system and they'll need to be held at a certain temperature. And that's really what we're trying to do, is preserve not only the genetic diversity and geographic diversity of corals, but also the temperature tolerances. So different corals exist at different temperatures, and that's why we're getting big problems out on the Great Barrier Reef, because they just can't cope with the warmer water that we're experiencing. So you'll have to keep a coral at a prescribed temperature from where that coral came from. So if it came from the mid-Great Barrier Reef at 25 degrees, then we're going to ask you to hold it at that temperature indefinitely. And that way we get to preserve corals from their natural state and keep them that way, because the whole idea of this is really, if conditions worsen around the world, and that's the way things are going, we'll need to call these corals back to help rebuild coral reefs. And that's the real sort of exciting part of this, is that everyone can be involved in maintaining the living biodiversity of corals, so we can replant reefs all around the world.
I'm chatting to Dr. Dean Meller from the Great Barrier Reef Legacy about the idea of preserving a biobank of the Great Barrier Reef coral. And so, Dean, what you preserve species at the Great Barrier Reef Legacy, species of coral. What's your success rate so far? I mean, how many have you preserved?
So this project is in its infancy. We've just gone out to the Northern Great Barrier Reef, where we're gonna where we've selected our collection sites. We'll start collection in 2020, and by the end of 2020, we will have collected and preserved over 200 species of Great Barrier Reef corals. So that represents half of all Great Barrier Reef corals and a quarter of the world's corals. And within a five-year period, our plan is really to collect and preserve all 800 species of corals worldwide. So this project is just beginning. We'll start collecting early next year, and then what we're going to be doing is really creating this registry system for home aquarium collectors all around the world to start registering their interest and, put their hands up to say, yep, I'll look after two or three species in my home.
You're doing this in Australia, Dean, preserving the coral reefs. Is this an original idea of yours, or is there a predecessor to this?
I guess biobanks are not a new idea. The real interesting and unique part about this is that we're keeping them alive. So you'll know of seed banks, the one in Norway, for instance, up in the Arctic. You hold, I guess, non-living material in perpetuity. But what we're doing is keeping corals alive. And there's a really interesting reason for doing that. A, they can do it. They can go for thousands of years on their own under the right conditions. So they're the perfect animal to be able to do this. But out in the natural system, corals need both bacteria and algae to survive. And we're only just understanding the mechanism that they're able to do this. So when corals bleach, what they do, they're an animal, they actually expel the algae from their tissues, which gives them about 90% of their food source. So it's basically a plant providing sugar. So by creating the living coral biobank, we're storing both or all symbionts or the partners, so the coral, the algae and the bacteria, because we really don't understand how important this is. We know it's really important. So by keeping everything alive, what we're able to do is basically hold it all together, and then when we reintroduce it to the natural system, it's all still there. So that's what a lot of other ideas don't do, and that's why this one's so unique.
Dean, if somebody wants to have a piece of the Great Barrier Reef in their home fish tank, where do they go? Where can they get the information to be a part of this program?
Absolutely. Right now you can go to the Great Barrier Reef Legacy website, which is easy to search for, or our Facebook page, register your interest on the info email address. We're really just firing this project up. So, you know, it's potentially the largest citizen science project ever created. It's exciting because you really do take a very serious role in this. We're expecting people to maintain a very high standard of coral husbandry. And in doing that, we hope to recall these corals. Well, we hope we don't need to, but if we do need to, we hope to recall them and help build coral reefs in the future. So really what you're doing is, preserving a small part of the biodiversity of corals worldwide. So it's an extremely exciting project.
It does sound like an exciting project. Sounds like a great one, and a fantastic one for all, fans of the environment, fans of Finding Nemo. I'd love to get into it myself. It sounds brilliant. Thanks for joining me, Dr. Dean Miller.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Dean Miller from the Great Barrier Reef Legacy. Look up the website if you want to keep a piece of the reef in your fish tank.